Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. The hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world is the stage of humanhood that we're living in. Everyone must be tried through humanhood. And everything that happens in humanhood is the trial or temptation.
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, meaning wisdom within you is steadfast, it isn't fooled by your human indiscretions. It stays right there. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Which shall come upon all the world.
And this is what I discovered in this Bible here, which fascinates me. Maybe it will you. This is back in the second chapter of Luke. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. I haven't any doubt about the similarity here. The symbolism then at the taxing period was that all the world should be taxed. And that meant that all the world would be in a material consciousness. Because here's what happened next. And this taxing was first made when Serenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city. See, everybody in his own material consciousness was being taxed. By what? By his own consciousness, by his ignorance of the Spirit. And then Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David. He's going to get this key of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So you see, they go up to Bethlehem to be taxed. But there in Bethlehem, where the whole world is being taxed in the material consciousness, the angel Gabriel tells her about he within her who will receive the key of David, the Christ consciousness. And so the symbolism is that in the Christ consciousness, which is born in the midst of all of us who are taxed, we find the escape from the material consciousness. And this is what is meant by all those who find this wisdom within themselves are saved from the tribulations of the world. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. The only part of you that is kept from the taxing is the divine wisdom in you, which is inviolate, from the taxing, from the temptation, which will come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. You see, you're being told where your secret place of the Most High is. The resting within for the divine wisdom to flow. Now, we think we live on the earth. We do not. We live in our thoughts. We live in our consciousness. And our consciousness outpictures as our experience. We live in human thought, and therefore we have human experience. When you live in the wisdom of the Father, you're living in divine thought, and therefore you will have divine experience. I have shown thee an open door to live in divine wisdom. Released from within is to transform the human experience into the divine experience. as a little child being born in the midst of those who were taxed. We walk this earth in the human consciousness taxed by our own senses. Our own five senses are the tax collectors. Our own five senses are the money changers. But in the secret place of the Most High, the Christ is born, the wisdom of the Father flows through, and the Christ rises in consciousness. And instead of looking out upon the world of man, we look out upon the kingdom of God on earth. This rising consciousness of Christ in you becomes the wisdom of God externalized as the kingdom of God. Find His wisdom in you, which is closer than hands and feet. And your world is transformed into the kingdom of God on earth. His will in you is the way. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that which thou hast, that no man can take thy crown. Your master state of consciousness will be your crown. And I come quickly because I have no distance to travel. I am here at hand now. I am in the midst of thee. And whoever would find me need merely go into the acceptance of their own identity. And there I am, the self. That is why I come quickly. When you step out of your will into the willingness to be in my will, I come quickly with the sword of truth, with the power of truth, with omnipotence, with omniscience, with spiritual fruitage that follows. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. We have been told 6 times now, him that overcometh will I do so and so for him. Now you will be a pillar in the temple of his God. What is a pillar in the temple of God? One who is conscious of Christ is a pillar in the temple of God. When Peter said to the Master in a moment of inspiration, "Thou art the Christ," he was conscious of the Christ. And the Master said, "Upon this rock will I build my church." Upon Christ's consciousness will I build my church. Only through Christ's consciousness can you worship the Father. Only through Christ's consciousness do you become a pillar in the church of God. Not in the God of men, but a pillar in the church of my God, the God of Christ Jesus, is not the God of men. And he shall go no more out. Whoever becomes a pillar through Christ's consciousness shall go no more out. That's the last reincarnation. There's no need to go out of the spiritual universe again into physical form when Christ has risen in thee. And of course the secret there is that when Christ is risen in you and you are a pillar, It is because the soul has received and has showered forth the light of the Father, and you're now walking in your luminous body of the soul. You have perfected the wedding garment. You're not ready to go forth into form because you are now equipped to live in the eternal. You see, the chain of events then is that without the will to do the will, you cannot attain the consciousness of the Christ through whom is done the wisdom, which leads you into the perfection of the realization of the body of the soul, which is the first resurrection. Only the wisdom of the Father in you through the Christ realized in you makes you a pillar in the church of my God. And then you go no more out. Your physical evolution has been completed by spiritual awareness. You are Christed, reborn of the Spirit. Who says this? He who did it. He who is holy. He who is true. He who holds the double-edged sword. He who has promised us the morning star. He who walked the earth as we are doing now and spoke these words through the enlightened consciousness of John. It is he who says these things to us. And also him that overcometh, upon him will I write the name of my God. Now when the name of God is written on you, that means you are Christed, Son of God. That's a way of expressing the rebirth. Upon him will I write the name of my God. And the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem, then, the city, is your new spiritual consciousness. That consciousness which is the city, or the awareness of the full infinite wisdom of the Father. In your new Christed consciousness called New Jerusalem, the full, total wisdom of the Father flows through you. There is no human will. There is no human belief. There is no human concept. There is no divided consciousness. You are in the one consciousness of the infinite Father. And all that flows through you speaks with authority. All that flows through you speaks with the power to manifest that whereof it speaks. You remember they said of Jesus, he spoke as one with authority. He was in the consciousness of Christ within the New Jerusalem. And he did not speak his own doctrine. The words I speak are not my own, but the words I speak to you are of the Father. He was speaking divine wisdom. And now he is illuminating the way to each of us who wish to live in that consciousness. And then another thought, speaking of New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And that is why Joel was able to reveal to us that there is only one consciousness, the divine. That your true consciousness is the divine. Your true consciousness cometh down from heaven out of God. The one infinite consciousness becomes individualized as your consciousness. And there is no separation. Is this a future fact? No. It is done. It is the fact of your existence now. Revelation is never a revelation about tomorrow. God is always now. This is the revelation that you have that Christ consciousness. It is your present consciousness. But wandering off into a human mind, you know it not. It isn't to be attained. It is to be realized as present, functioning, perfect as your Father now. It cometh down out of heaven, and in your heavenly consciousness, in your awareness of that new dimension of consciousness called heaven, you will discover that the consciousness of God is your only consciousness and always has been. The divided consciousness is the one that thinks it has a human mind. This is the revelation of is, not of tomorrow. You can draw instantly upon that divine consciousness which is your present self. How? Behold, I come quickly. Why don't you test it? Why don't you right now test it? Just take some of the momentary plans you might have had and review them, one or two of them, right now. Put them before your divine consciousness and say, Father, what is thy will? See what happens. All infinity is looking down upon you. And the moment you step aside, the moment you are an empty vessel, the moment you have surrendered that sense of self which is born of the mind which is not, you will release God as the experience of your being. There can never be two of you. And you may be sure that God is there. He that overcometh then is he who knows, accepts, and lives by the realization that God is here and God is there, and God fills all space. And because God fills all space, in no space can evil exist. In no space can anything undivine exist. In all time and space, God is now. And that which is not God or of God cannot be there. To come into the conclusion, to live by it, that only God is here, is overcoming the belief that God is absent, or that other things exist beside God, or that anything not ordained by the Father could possibly be real. You are redeeming the earth, that the Father within may reveal the fullness of the earth as pure, perfect, living spirit, without material form, without condition, without division, without evil, without death. He that overcometh, him will I make a pillar in the temple of God. You can be prepared to meet this world with the knowledge that only God is here. Ultimately, that will be your consciousness. Only God is here. You will have overcome the false sense of a mortal being. And that is the realization that I am now and ever have been the divine image of the Father. Thou art and have ever been the divine image of the Father. There is no one anywhere who is not and has not always been the divine image of the Father. And what makes us see otherwise? We are not in divine wisdom, we are in human finite thought. And that is why this letter had to be written, to lift us out of human finite thought into the higher level of divine wisdom, which sees him face to face, which sees the universe as it is. Paul had something on that. In Corinthians. And it's so clear now. You remember the classic line, for now we see through a glass darkly, because we're looking through a human mind. But then, when we have opened ourselves to this divine wisdom and are letting omniscience do its work without a little interfering human mind, when we're content to rest in the will, to know that it is omnipresent and doing its function, then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known, meaning as God knows me. As God knows me to be divine being, then will I know myself to be. Now that's the letter to Philadelphia, the angel of Christ in you. Divine wisdom is part of your Christhood. The finite human mind knows it not and is bent on its own way. But you have the capacity and the destiny to live in divine wisdom now. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Now, you can easily prove to yourself that omniscience is right where you are. It's untapped, perhaps, but it's there. You've learned in the previous letters that this is a spiritual universe, and that all there is spirit, and that spirit is omnipresent. Well, whatever is omnipresent, being spirit, the mind of spirit must be where the spirit is. And if spirit is omnipresent, meaning wherever you are, then the mind of spirit is wherever you are. I come quickly. That mind which was in Christ Jesus is the goal of your human experience. To come into that mind, which can look out and see the Father face to face, the infinite Father. And I think that's the last thing that is said here. And I will write upon him my new name. Whoever overcometh, I will write upon him my new name. Well, the whole infinite way gave us the meaning of that name, the new name of God, to one who has received divine wisdom is infinity. The nature of God is infinity, and that is the new name. Then you are living in the infinite way. but only through the wisdom of God living itself in you. It lives itself infinitely. It's not a little point on a peach. It's the allness living itself everywhere, and that is the only way in which we find our peace, our life eternal, our reality, our fulfillment, when we have made that great surrender to the infinite wisdom of the Father which dwells within our realized Christhood. Don't try to get God. Let God. Rest in the Word with trust. Omnipresence is always a fact. Omniscience is ever present. Omnipotence is ever present. Take those three and build your Christed life around them. Omnipresence, no place where God is not. Omniscience, no place where the mind of God is not. Omnipotence, no place where the power of God is not. And that means the place whereon thou standest, these infinite qualities are functioning now. Get out of the glass darkly, the finite mind, and be still and watch how the power and the mind and the presence of God live itself as the Christ of you. You're going to do this. It is the Father's will. And those of us who are doing it now will reap the fruitage of it now. We're not going to have a harvest tomorrow. That which you sow to now, you reap now. Now we have one more letter to go, and then the Spirit has given us its view of the seven steps of creation in us. For you'll find the 7 days of Genesis and the seven steps of the letters are the activity of God in you, so that you too may rest and behold the Holy Ghost living itself where the world says, there's Jack, there's Jim, there's Bill, there's Mary. It'll be the Holy Ghost living itself as you. I don't remember who phoned this morning real early, but the realization quickly came that God is everywhere and only God. God is here, and here in God means everywhere. To infinite God, here is everywhere. And you can sit in that God is here. I know that infinity is here, nothing is outside of it, and just be gloriously still. And all of those qualities, the omnipresence, the omnipotence, and the omniscience, must be functioning in God here. Why, you're unemployed, you don't have to do a thing. God does it all. God in you is God in everyone else. One God. And there is no one else but that one God. One infinite living God. All of us are joint heirs in that God through its individualization in us as the living Christ. We will strengthen our ability to stand in that God in the face of every form of evil, because the acceptance of the evil is the denial of the reality of being. There can be no evil where God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. Evil is revealed as a nothingness existing only in the finite mind, which has no existence of its own. The hypnotist and the hypnotism are unmasked. We can face them without fear because they have no real existence. When you are in the living will of the living Father, we are all getting stronger by the minute. Maybe that's a good way to celebrate Independence Day again. Again, thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Firecrackers behave beautifully,
don't they? Oh, yes.